Gregor felt her spirit lift. Mentally, she thanked Martin.
No, little one, it sounds good and brave. Well, seeing as you have the desire to help others, you can guide me up to my room.
Mira managed a tiny smile.
Now that sounds silly, Mom. No beast knows their way about the Abbey better than you. What need do you have of me?
Gregor took Mira's paw and patted it.
I don't tell this to every creature, but I'll let you in on a secret. I'm a very, very old badger, whom every beast relies upon for advice about all sorts of things, especially Abbey matters. So I try to help as much as I can. But no beast ever seems to ask if I need anything. Old Gregor can take care of this, and old Gregor can sort that out. But who is there to help old Gregor? I tell you, Mira, the older I get, the more I need a friend.
The otter maid clasped the badger mum's big paw tightly.
I'll be your friend, Mom, forever.
Gregor opened the door to her room and ushered Mira in. Rain pattered heavy and drum-like on the window. The badger found a massive overstuffed armchair and collapsed into it with a grateful sigh. There was lots of room on the arm for the young otter to perch upon. Gregor put her footpaws up on a warm buffet.
This room once belonged to a great friend of mine, Abbess Song. She passed on seasons before even your mother was born. Ah me, the time Song and I spent together. She was a happy creature, always singing. That's why her name suited so well. If she were here now looking at two miserable creatures like us, I know what she'd have to say.
Go on then, Mom. Tell me what Abbess Song would say.
She'd say, if that young otter's your friend, tell her to stop calling you Mom and call you by your name, Gregor. Then she'd say that the way to stop feeling sad and sorry is to think up an excuse for a feast. One involving all the Red Wallers. Get every beast feeling happy and you'll feel happy yourself. That's what Song always said.
Mira thought about this, but only for a second.
What a wonderful idea, Gregor. Let's have a great feast. It'll be summer's first day when the new moon appears 6 days from tomorrow. Is that a good excuse for a feast?
The lightning flash lit up the badger's silver-striped muzzle.
It's a marvellous excuse, young'un. We always have a feast at change of season, so let's make this one an extra special feast. We'll call it, what shall we call it?
Mira clapped her paws.
The Summer of Friendship Feast.